بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the into the last section on the benefits of taqwa from the Noble Quran. And this benefit, those qualified with taqwa will be in high gardens, enjoying perfect pleasure and bliss. قال الله تعالى in Surah Az-Zumar 39:20. لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم غرف من فوقها غرف مبنية تجري من تحتها الأنهار. But those who have taqwa of Allah and keep their duty to their Lord, for them are built lofty rooms, one above another, which rivers flow, or with rivers flowing underneath. Next benefit, taqwa is from the causes of deliverance from destruction and safety from evil, as Allah stated in Surah Az-Zumar 39:61. وينجي الله الذين اتقوا. بمفازتهم لا يمسهم السوء ولا هم يحزنون. And Allah will deliver those who have taqwa to their places of success in paradise. Evil shall touch them not, nor shall they grieve. The next benefit, the muttaqeen, the people of taqwa, will be led in groups to paradise, led in honor to stay eternally there. In Surah Az-Zumar, Allah stated, Surah Az-Zumar 73 and 74, قال الله تعالى وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين وقال الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين. And those who kept their duty to their Lord will be led to paradise in groups till when they reach it and its gates will be opened before their arrival for their reception, and its keepers will say Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you, you have done well, so enter here to abide therein. And they will say, all the praises and thanks be to Allah, who has fulfilled His promise to us and has made us inherit this land. We can dwell in paradise where we will. How excellent a reward for the muttaqeen. نسأل الله عز وجل من فضله. The next benefit, taqwa is from the causes of security from the punishment in this life. قال الله تعالى in Surah Fussilat 41:18 ونجينا الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. And we have saved those who believed and used to have taqwa of Allah. The next benefit, the hereafter is only for the muttaqeen. قال الله تعالى in Surah Az-Zukhruf 43:35. وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The hereafter with Allah is for the muttaqeen. And the hereafter with your Lord is only for the muttaqeen. Next benefit, the true friendship between those who have taqwa for it, between those who love one another in taqwa, is affirmed in this life and the hereafter. This is deduced from Surah Az-Zukhruf 67. I muted myself, right? Did you hear the last thing? Did you hear the benefit? I repeat. The true friendship between those who love one another in taqwa is affirmed in this life and the hereafter. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Zukhruf 43:67. الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. Friends on that day will be foes one to another, except people of taqwa. المتقين, meaning that the people of taqwa will not be foes, they will love one another. In the next benefit, the place of those qualified with taqwa is a place of security in gardens, amongst gardens and springs, with all the bliss therein, as in Surah Al-Dukhan 44:51-57. Allah Ta'ala, إن المتقين في مقام أمين في جنات وعيون يلبسون من سندس واستبرق متقابلين كذلك وزوجناهم بحور عين يدعون فيها بكل فاكهة آمنين لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى ووقاهم عذاب الجحيم فضلا من ربك ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. Verily the muttaqeen will be in a place of security, paradise, among gardens and springs, dressed in fine silk and also in thick silk, facing each other. So it will be, and we shall marry them to huris, females, fair ones, with wide lovely eyes. They will call therein for every kind of fruit in peace and security. They will never taste death therein except the first death of this world. And he will save them from the torment of the blazing fire as a bounty from your Lord. That will be the supreme success. The benefit here is that the place for the people of taqwa is a place of security in paradise, amongst gardens and springs, with all the bliss therein. The next benefit, taqwa is from the causes of attaining the help and the protection of Allah, the wilaya of Allah. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Jathiyah verse 19, والله ولي المتقين. And Allah is the wali, the helper and the protector of the muttaqeen. The next benefit, those qualified with taqwa are promised paradise, having all kinds of bliss therein. قال الله تعالى in Surah Muhammad, مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن، وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه، وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين، وأنهار من عسل مصفى، ولهم فيها من كل الثمرات ومغفرة من ربهم، كمن هو خالد في النار وسقوا ماء حميما فقطع أمعاءهم. سورة محمد verse 15. The description of paradise which the muttaqin have been promised is that in it are rivers of water, the taste and smell of which are not changed, rivers of milk of which the taste never changes, rivers of wine delicious to those who drink, and rivers of clarified honey clear and pure. Therein for them is every kind of fruit and forgiveness from their Lord. Are these like those who shall dwell forever in the fire and be given to drink boiling water so that it cuts up their bowels? We seek refuge in Allah from this. The next benefit, taqwa, is from the causes of attaining reward. قال الله تعالى in Surah Muhammad, وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا يُؤْتِكُمْ أُجُورَكُمْ. But if you believe and have taqwa of Allah and avoid evil, He will grant you your wages and will not ask you for wealth, but will ask you your wealth. The next benefit, it is the cause of mercy, meaning of attaining mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. In Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 10. Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 10. قال الله تعالى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And fear Allah that you may receive mercy. Next benefit, the honor with Allah is attained by it. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Hujurat, the same surah, verse 13. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. Verily the most honorable of you with Allah is that believer who has a taqwa. The next benefit, taqwa is a cause of magnifying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Allah ta'ala in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 3, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى. Verily those who lower their voices in the presence of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the ones whose hearts Allah has tested for taqwa. For them is forgiveness and a great reward. The next benefit from Surah Qaf, verse 31. Paradise draws near to those qualified with taqwa. Qala Allah ta'ala in Surah Qaf, verse 31, وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد. The paradise will be brought near to the muttaqeen, not far off. And the next benefit, the reward for those qualified with taqwa, is gardens and springs, as in Surah Al-Dhariyat 51:15. قال الله تعالى إن المتقين في جنات وعيون. Verily the muttaqeen will be in the midst of gardens and springs. Also the same in Surah At-Tur, verse 17. Another benefit, the same verse 17 in Surah At-Tur. قال الله تعالى إن المتقين في جنات ونعيم. Verily the muttaqeen will be in gardens and delight. Taqwa leads to fear from Allah. Taqwa leads to fear from Allah, or inherits fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى in Surah At-Tur 52:17, قالوا إنا كنا قبل في أهلنا مشفقين. You see Allah speaking about the muttaqeen in the same surah, in gardens and delight, and then in the next, in these verses of Surah At-Tur, now 26, also they will say قالوا إنا كنا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. We were afraid with our families, meaning from the punishment of Allah, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aforetime we were afraid with our families from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next verse, the rewards of those qualified with taqwa is the gardens and their delight and delight, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Qamar 54:54, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ. Verily the muttaqeen will be in the midst of gardens and rivers. The next benefit, taqwa is from the causes of magnification of mercy, guidance and forgiveness. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hadid 57:28, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وآمنوا برسوله يؤتكم كفلين من رحمته ويجعل لكم نورا تمشون به ويغفر لكم. Oh, you believe, fear Allah, or have taqwa of Allah, and believe too in His Messenger, He will give you a double portion of His mercy, and He will give you a light by which you shall walk straight, and He will forgive you, and Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. The next benefit, taqwa is from the causes of relief from hardships and attaining vast sustenance. قال الله تعالى in Surah At-Talaq 65:2-3, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, meaning having taqwa, he will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty, and he will provide him from sources he never could imagine. The next benefit, is from the causes of making matters easy. قال الله تعالى in Surah At-Talaq 65:4, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. And whoever has taqwa of Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make his matter easy for him. Next benefit, it is a cause of expiating sins and gaining abundant reward and wages. Allah Ta'ala in Surah At-Talaq 65:5. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And whosoever has taqwa of Allah, he will remit his sins from him, and will enlarge his reward. The next benefit, the reward for the people of taqwa is the gardens of delight. قال الله تعالى إن للمتقين عند ربهم جنات النعيم. In Surah Al-Qalam verse 34, قال الله تعالى إن للمتقين عند ربهم جنات النعيم. Verily for the muttaqeen are gardens of delight with their Lord. So the reward for those having taqwa are gardens of delight with their Lord. The next benefit, those qualified with taqwa are the ones who remember by the Quran. People of remembrance by the Quran. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Haqqa 69:48. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَذْكِرَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Next benefit, the reward for the muttaqin are shades and springs and fruits which they desire. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Mursalat 77:41-42, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي ظِلَالٍ وَعُيُونٍ وَفَوَاكِهَ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. Where the muttaqeen shall be amidst shades and springs, وَفَوَاكِهَ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ, and fruits such as they desire. The great Surah An-Naba 78:31-36. The reward for those qualified with taqwa is the success attaining the delight in the hereafter. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Naba 78:31-36, إن المتقين مفازة حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. Very for the muttaqin, there will be success, gardens and graveyards, and young full-breasted maidens of equal age, and a full cup of wine, therein nor lying. A reward from your Lord, an ample calculated gift. The next benefit, at-taqwa is from the causes of making easy the path of ease, goodness. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Layl, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. As for him who gives in charity and keeps his duty to Allah and fears him, meaning having taqwa, and believes in al-husna, we will make smooth for him the path of ease, of goodness. and the final one, it is the cause of rescue from hellfire. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Layl وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ما له يتزكى وما له من وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. And the المتقين will be far removed from it, from hell. He who spends his wealth for increase and self-purification and have in his mind no favor from anyone for which a reward is expected in return, except only the desire to seek the face of his Lord, the Most High. He surely will be pleased when he will enter paradise. And by this, the benefits of At-Taqwa are mentioned in the Noble Quran as researched are completed. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and all the praise is due to Allah the Lord, the Rabb of Al Alameen, the one by his bounty righteous deeds are completed, and the one who bestows upon whom he wishes from his slaves, guiding them to the truth, and the one who misled many away from him due to a wisdom he intended or he wanted. فسبحان الحكيم العليم. Far Allah Al-Hakim, the All-Wise, Al-Alim, the All-Knowing, Al-Bar, the Subtle, Kind, Courteous and Generous, from all perfection. Rabbana hablana min ladunka rahma. Rabbana bestow upon us from you a mercy. Innaka antal wahhab. Verily you are the bestower. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina attasafu bitilka sifat. O Allah, make us from those who are qualified with these attributes. Faradita anhum wa radu anka ya hayu ya qayyum. And so you are pleased with them and they are pleased with you. You the ever-living, you the one who sustains and protects all that exists. Ya man biyadihi malakutu al-ardi was-samawat. You the one in whose hands is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Wa sallallahu wa sallama ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawm ad-din. May Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be upon our Prophet Muhammad, his household and his companions and those who follow them in goodness and righteousness until the day of resurrection. This is completed on the 10th of the month of Jamada al-Thani, 1393 after Hijr, and which came in print this last month of Ramadan, 1428 after Hijrah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this effort from our Shaykh rahimahullah and to make us from those who have done in our effort here that which is pleasing to him, and to accept it as well from us, and to make it a benefit for us and for all Muslims. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.